Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. How often have you dropped into the middle of a TV series or a movie and experienced just a small portion of it? Maybe you didn't even watch a single act, but just a portion of that. And you're left with questions concerning the broader context, the direction, even the plot. And what you saw made sense by itself, but you know that there's more to the story. And you know that if you understood the greater context, if you knew more of the plot, what you saw would be enriched and you would be able to appreciate it that much more. Now, this is how I feel when I read the passage from Ezekiel this morning. You see, not only did we read just a small portion of it, it wasn't even a cohesive portion. Several verses were eliminated right there towards the end. And so before we begin, I think it's important to fill in just a couple of these details. Here it is. God's chosen people have long split into two kingdoms, north and south. The north has been swallowed up by surrounding nations, and the south is facing the same threat. They've been captured by the Babylonians, and they're currently in exile. Their beloved Jerusalem has been destroyed. And this is where our passage picks up. Just after news of the city's destruction, the prophet warns its leaders. Now, you would think that the leaders would care for their own people, their own flock, especially while they all shared in this experience of the exile. But they seem to be doing something altogether different. Instead of caring for their flock, they're taking advantage of their flock. These leaders are gaining wealth and experiencing improved life at the expense of those that God entrusted to them. It's no wonder, then, that Ezekiel speaks these words of warning and judgment. See, through him, God sends these leaders a message: repent or be judged. That message then, he then turns the message to the sheep, the ones who are subjected to this extra weight of suffering. And God promises to seek them out. He promises to find them and gather them together. He promises to be their shepherd so that they will no longer be victim to the exploits of these false ones. And here's what he says, starting in verse 11. For thus says the Lord God, behold, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock when he is among his sheep that have been scattered, so will I seek out my sheep, and I will rescue them from all places where they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries, and will bring them into their own land. And I will feed them on the mountains of Israel by the ravines and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them with good pasture. On the mountain heights of Israel shall be their grazing lands. There they shall lie down in good grazing land, and on rich pasture they shall feed on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I myself will make them lie down, declares the Lord. What beautiful imagery that the prophet gives us this morning. A shepherd. A shepherd who will seek out his sheep, who will gather them under his fold, who will fulfill every need. And then the message seems to change. Seems to change as he talks about separating the fat and the thin sheep. Therefore, says the Lord God to them, behold, I myself will judge between the fat sheep and the lean sheep, because you push with side and shoulder and thrust at all the weak with your horns till you have scattered them abroad. I will rescue my flock. They shall no longer be a prey, and I will judge between sheep and sheep. Notice how, in contrast to our gospel message, he's not separating the goats from the sheep, nor is he separating the sheep from the wolves. He's separating the fat sheep from the lean sheep. He's separating the flock between those who say they love God and follow him and those who actually do. Now, lest we fall into a common trap of believing that we need to do something to ensure that we are the lean sheep, let me set that out to pasture right now. The suffering of our master shepherd, the one who became the perfect sheep, the one who became the perfect sacrifice, the one who laid down his life for his sheep, he has done it all. It is through his bloody sacrifice that he becomes our great shepherd and that we become his sheep. He did this all for us, and he continues to serve us just as a shepherd serves his sheep each day and every day. So with all of this background, how do we begin to understand the greater context? Well, we can understand why God sent his message to his people in that place and at that time. And it is easily understood why God made this promise to them. And you see, we can draw this straight and clear line between his message and his promise that came through Ezekiel to the birth and the death and the resurrection of Jesus, our Savior. And furthermore, we can even extend that line to the vision of John that he recorded in his book of Revelation. And we can understand how God then can promise to wipe away every tear. But what might not be quite so obvious is our personal inclusion in this storyline. You see, when we look at this, we think God's story seems so grand, so unimaginably overwhelming that it might be difficult, at least for me, to feel at times a personal attachment to it. We're taught that through baptism, we dwell in Jesus and he dwells in us. And that makes us intimately participatory in it. You and me. We're as much a part of God's story as Adam and Noah and Ruth and Ezekiel and everyone else we read in Scripture. You see, we are who Jesus died for. We are the sheep that God promises through the prophet Ezekiel to seek, to gather, to protect. Every Christian is. And we can read this passage and any other, and we can see that the actions of God through these prophets and through the ultimate prophet, Jesus, are done intentionally for our behalf. We are not accidents or inadvertent recipients of God's mercy in Jesus' sacrifice. Not at all. We're the reason for it. We're not just witnesses to this line that is drawn from the garden to eternity. We're the reason for this line. We're the reason for every action of God. And so when we talk about Jesus becoming our shepherd, we mean it in the ultimate fullness of the title. He will meet every need. He will care for every soul. And He will dry every tear. But this message also, it also includes a warning. And it's a warning made in love, but it is a warning nonetheless. You see, what Ezekiel reminds us of this morning is nothing less than this. We live in a world where we are taken advantage of. A world where we are exploited. Not just by the people of the world, but also by those who claim to follow God. You can read the news and you cannot help but find examples of this. There are fat sheep all across the world. But lest we believe that we are and will always be thin sheep, he reminds us that we should weigh ourselves. For it is quite possible that we have gained a bit of weight over these years following Christ. And maybe we have become those who push with side and shoulder in judgment of others. Maybe we have become people who say we follow Jesus, who say that we are thin, but whose actions seem to show something altogether different. And so this morning it seems like a perfect time to remind ourselves who we are and to possibly weigh ourselves to determine if we're living the pattern that Jesus gave us, a pattern of self-sacrificing love, of loving God and loving our neighbor above ourselves. For you see, this is the only way that we can remain thin. And personally, since Thanksgiving has so recently passed and Christmas is just around the corner, there is no better time than to reflect on how we respond to the work of our great shepherd and connect that to the image of weight. For if you're like me, I've gained several pounds that I know I need to lose, and I'm not going to wait until next year. Instead, I'll renew my spiritual exercise today. I will turn to my shepherd, repent, and seek forgiveness. And through this, I will lose weight. And Jesus will remind me that I am a thin sheep and that He is my shepherd. And He'll remind me that I am such an important part of God's story. I'm confident that you will be reminded of the same. And so I end with this simple question. Are you ready to lose some weight? Please pray with me. Lord, you are the shepherd and we are the sheep. And you have promised to gather us together and lead us. We pray that we will always recognize when we have sinned and turned from you. And we pray that you will always seek us out and return us to your fold. In Jesus' name, amen.